Kevin Kryzik at the University of Colorado. Currently live in Boulder. Lived there for 16 months so far. And one thing that I've noticed in moving to Boulder is that I've been able to realize many of the wonderful things that we talk about, read about, hear about in cycling facilities and how they've actually come to fruition. So there's arguably a mode split in Boulder, Colorado of 20% or so people who want a nice fall day when the students are back in town cycle for any variety of different trips. But one of the central messages is in the talk that I shared this morning is that it's easy for us to get enthused about such activities. And there's anomalies out there, and Boulder is certainly an anomaly in this respect. So we have relatively high expectations about the relative effect of putting a stripe of paint down on the street separating bicycle facilities. We have high expectations that a new trail is going to be accruing X number of thousands of riders, which then would translate into X millions of dollars of congestion savings or whatnot. And the interventions that we're actually talking about, a stripe of paint or a bike parking facility or whatnot, are relatively modest interventions in the sea of a relatively complex transportation network where there are multiple choices, multiple routes for people to be getting around in a daily basis, and trying to use these relatively austere or peculiar policy levers to be realizing many of the aggressive assertions that we have about their effect is ultimately going to get us in trouble. So we need to be careful about the manner in which we portray and argue for these different types of facilities. So making arguments that are lucid, that are robust, that are have the strength in reliable evidence is going to go a long way. And so in all of this, unfortunately, what we don't have right now is the research base to support a lot of these things. And so what that means is that we're putting assertions out there that are on relatively thin ice. And what we do know about cycling facilities, unfortunately, is few and far between. We know, for example, that in general, those places that have more types of on-street or off-street facilities receive higher use. That's a good thing. Now, how much more use are we going to get from an additional kilometer? That's really hard to know. But there is a general correlation between various types of facilities and more use, regardless of any of the factors that you might be able to try to explain that phenomenon away. In addition, now, what types of facilities is what that begs. And so the research is unable to conclusively shed light on the degree to which, say, for example, a separated bicycle facility is going to increase use. We don't know if it's going to increase safety either. Many arguments are out there that separated bicycle facilities are actually more unsafe for cyclists. But what we do know is that separated facilities for a majority of the population, the elderly, the young, the more inexperienced cyclists, they help enhance a sense of perceived safety. And so if we are able to increase the sense of perceived safety, then that will in turn incite use. And with additional use, we then see additional safety, because there's safety in numbers. There's more people out there controlling for exposure. More people that are doing a particular activity is going to lead ultimately to a safer community for cyclists. So that's one sort of reasoned argument that appears to have more weight. But in this day and age, 2009, really where we're at is a lot of efforts are trying to pin dollar signs to the use of various facilities, and it's a really difficult task. It's a difficult task to be putting the researchers in, and we can be doing that, but the translation factors are highly questionable. And so what we often come back to is those arguments that have a little bit more are a little bit more sound in terms of what we can say reliably. And what we know is that for various portions of the population, relatively a small portion of right now, these types of facilities go a long way, a very long way, to increasing their overall quality of life and livability. And so arguments such as, you know, simplicity is the key to successful living, and there's a poster showing a picture of a bicycle, this has a lot. This goes a long way in furthering the amount of facilities that are going to be receiving the policy support that hopefully they will undoubtedly receive.